Guillermo, thanks for joining us on this mini-sode.
Ah, my pleasure.
I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. I have heard you say that we feed our children as if they were pets, as if they were dogs or cats, that we're doing them a disservice. What do you mean by that?
If you need to feed a dog with something, you need to feed that dog what dogs have been eating for thousands of years. If you need to feed a cat with something, you need to feed that cat with that something that cats have been having for thousands of years. Why are you feeding babies salads? Why are you feeding babies bread? Why are you feeding babies tofu? Why are you feeding babies things that children has never get in their entire life? If we get back and you see what children could have drawn in those caves, like the Altamira cave that has all those paintings on the wall, you will not find salads, you will not find tofu in those walls. There's people hunting, people fishing, and people having eggs from different kinds of birds. So if you feed your children meat, fish, and eggs, do what you want next. But just have those three meals as a staple, because that is what their body will need and use to grow healthy. And then all those different fireworks that you will have as, I don't know, veggies and fruits and blah, 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 okay, do it. But just as a side of those three staples, which are meat, fish, and eggs. If you do that, that's what we have always been doing, and that's what keeps your child healthy and ready to grow.
Guillermo, do you think this is one reason that it seems like we're having a crisis in terms of our children's health in this nation, at least in the U.S.? Children have learning disabilities, they have emotional and mental issues. Do you think it's because we're not nourishing them properly?
There's no questions for that. We are not feeding them properly, which makes them more easily getting sick. And we are making things with them since the very beginning of their life. So the diet of a pregnant woman is nothing good either. So we are putting the wrong cells, or putting the wrong nutrients in the right cells since the very beginning of their life. So they come to this planet, they get 50 plus injections from 50 plus different kind of weird stuff with aluminium and so many disruptors of their hormones and their right neurodevelop on this journey in these early stages of life. And on top of those bad things, we feed them crap and processed foods and candies and cereals and Fruit Loops and all that kind of weird stuff that makes it even worse. If we do things like we used to do, if you have your child at your house, if you have the right food, human milk, and as soon as they are 5 months old, you start with meat, fish, and eggs, you will have a perfectly fine child being raised in the ancient way.
But one last question. What would you say to the parent who's like, my child is so picky, he will not eat those things, he only wants...
You made him picky. You made that pickiness. They come here with no taste, no preference, no anything. The first thing that you will give to them after the breast, they will eat it. They will not say, I don't want this. Of course they will eat the bacon. Of course they will eat the meat. Of course they will eat the fish. Of course they will eat the eggs. But as soon as you start giving them ice cream, giving them candies, giving them Fruit Loops, giving them gummy bears, they are not stupid. As soon as they identify sugar and becomes dopamine addicted, they will get more. They will want more dopamine because they are more likely to get addicted to even you, because they don't have a protection. They don't have rationality to say, oh, there's a whole industry getting this poison to me to get rich on my health. They don't know anything. They know that when they get a candy, they feel happy. And that's the whole industry making you say, oh, poor child, let's give him one. And as soon as you give them one, you're lost. Then it's picky. Of course it's picky. It's not picky. It's that it's not stupid. Because he or she needs dopamine and he or she needs those palatable food that you gave them. But at that moment, you lost the ability of giving them the right food. So what should you do? Oh, that means that I can go to a birthday and tell my child, poor child, that he will not eat the cake and everybody else eat the cake? Yeah. Then everybody else will go to the pediatrician or the hospital with their children but you. Then you will be happy. Then you will be proud. And then that baby will be proud of you, because I have seen so many children being mad at their parents when they are 20-something or 30 because they have been raised in sickness and they are still sick at 30-year-old. And they, when they are with me, they told me, this is my parents' fault because they didn't say no to me when they had to say no when I was 4-year-old or 5-year-old. They made me an addict. And now I cannot get rid of that addiction. And that's my parents' fault. And they are mad at them even if they don't tell them so. So I have never seen someone saying, oh, I am healthy, I'm 30 years old, and I'm mad at my parents because they educated me when I was 4-year-old. And I cried a lot, cried like crazy, felt like the last human being in the room because I couldn't eat sugar. And all my children got sugar. I am mad at them. Never heard that.
That's right. They'll be thankful in the end. I agree 100%. Well, thanks for spending a little extra time with us, and we will keep in touch, my friend. Take care.
Hilda, I love you. Thank you for having me, and whenever you want, I'll be here for you.